Hello everybody, I'm Sean, and welcome back to the Croc Time Podcast, delivering weekly updates on markets and geopolitics, providing you with valuable insights and unique perspectives on events and trends shaping the world. In today's episode, we'll discuss why European labor productivity just keeps falling behind compared to the US. Some of the reasons include weak adoption of technology, regulations, low public investments, and a less educated workforce. We'll also briefly touch upon its implications on monetary policy and the euro. Ready? Great! So let's cut to the chase. Let's start by going over what we mean with productivity. Productivity is a measure of economic performance. It compares output, such as goods and services, with the amounts of input, which include labor and capital, used to produce the goods and services. One of the most important macro productivity measures is labor productivity. It analyzes real GDP per hour worked or per person employed. Labor productivity ultimately depends on capital intensity and total factor productivity. Capital intensity tells us how much capital is available per hour worked, while total factor productivity summarizes how technological enhancements and efficiency improvements affect labor and capital. Now that we got the basics out of the way, let's proceed to the European economy. Back in 1995, productivity levels in the euro and the US were equivalent. But since then, the US has pulled ahead strongly. It now sees an average annual growth rate in labor productivity of 1.7%, while Europe has fallen behind with a 0.9% growth. However, there are also some pronounced differences between member states within Europe, which we will discuss later on. The EU labor productivity topic is at the forefront of European economic policy nowadays. How can Europe stop the decline and start catching up with the US? There are several reasons why productivity growth has been much weaker than the US, and they can be summarized in four broad categories. The first is weak adoption of information and communication technology. A certainty within economies is that the adoption of IT and digitalization can bring about large increases in productivity. This is especially true in the services sector. Since 1995, the US has seen its investments in IT-related capital stock increase over 900%. In Europe, the increase has been much more modest. Italy saw only a 200% increase, while Germany and France saw a 300% increase. The second category is related to regulatory constraints. Opening a business in Europe is much more complicated than in the US, and these are basic facts. The regulatory regime within Europe continues to hinder productivity. It has led to a decline in entrepreneurial innovation. The venture capital industry is 20 times larger in the US than in Europe. Since startups are more likely to innovate and force existing firms to adapt, this lack of creative destruction is associated with a lower level of innovation and thereby productivity within the EU. In addition, less integration of academic research with startups in Europe compared to the US is also a structural weakness for Europe. Another structural weakness related to this is the average size of EU firms. US firms are, on average, much larger. Smaller firms, incentivized by EU regulations, see lower IT investments and adoption and less productivity. Regulations inhibiting new entrants into industries and protecting inefficient and loss-making companies are further reasons why productivity is low. Let's take a look at Italy as an example. Fierce competition in the telecommunication industry has led to falling costs for phone plans within the country. In fact, Italy has the lowest average cost of gigabyte in all of Europe, a benefit to its consumers and the industry as they have had to up their game to remain competitive. But the country also fiercely protects many other industries, such as taxi drivers, beach concessions, and notaries, just to name a few. A lack of competition has led to a lack of productivity and benefits to its consumers. A third factor that affects productivity growth is lower public investments. Real US public investments have more than doubled since 1995, while those in the EU have grown only by 40%. The difference is even larger when looking at research and development and the filing of new patents. Europe significantly lags in creating and stimulating innovation. Public investments are crucial to create positive outcomes as they stimulate private investments and contribute to enhanced productivity. The last factor affecting productivity is the less educated workforce. To fully leverage the potential of IT, an educated workforce is essential. Unfortunately, the EU lags in this area too, with some major discrepancies throughout its region. In the US, less than 10% of adults aged between 25 and 64 have not completed upper secondary education. In most southern European economies, the share is closer to 40%. This includes Spain, Italy, and Portugal. The OECD average is closer to 20%. But even the strongest EU economies have a higher percentage than the US. Germany has around 16%, while Netherlands is almost 20%. In the latest PISA report, which stands for Programme for International Student Assessment, the EU saw a strong decline in performance. While globally performance did fall, Europe saw a larger fall. The largest falls were in mathematics and science, and the fall was steepest in Germany, Iceland, Poland, Netherlands, and Norway. What was interesting is that Estonia was the best performer in Europe, surpassing Germany and France. The United States also saw a decline, but the decline was less severe than OECD average and compared to Europe. Continued demographic change and an aging population is also contributing to a shortage of skilled workers. Now that we got all that out of the way, what is the impact of weak productivity on monetary policy rates and the euro? Productivity is a crucial factor of medium-term inflation and real interest rates, and therefore has an impact on monetary policy. Over the medium to long term, low productivity growth implies lower monetary policy rates. Studies have shown that productivity and the natural rate of interest are positively correlated. Although the current situation is quite different, as we have weak productivity combined with high interest rates, we'll see how it develops over time. Weak European productivity also structurally weakens the euro. Higher US productivity lowers its unit labor costs, which means goods and services become cheaper, thereby increasing foreign demand for US exports. An increase in demand of exports can boost the currency of a country. Weaker European productivity means lower EU interest rates and a weaker euro. Of course, this is a medium to long-term impact, and fluctuations in the short term will certainly bring about noticeable changes. Europe's future competitiveness and productivity depend on next-generation technologies, such as AI, bioengineering, and cloud, just to name a few. However, Europe lags in these technologies and falls short in innovation, production, and their adoption. Changing regulatory challenges will take time, but the EU is actually doing something. Integrating financial markets and banking across countries can certainly help, but it will have a marginal impact. The Recovery and Resilience Facility is also expected to boost productivity, as hundreds of billions of euros are being invested. These public investments can go a long way, but improving productivity will take a long time and much more effort. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Croc Time. Please leave a review and follow me wherever you get your podcast, and I'll be back next time with more insightful research.